the Johnson Space Center in Clear Lake to the Air Force Space Surveillance System Master Transmitter near Olney. If it's above, on, or below Texas, it's on. Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your mission director, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management or donor muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, while gasoline prices are outrageous, the Biden administration's EPA is launching a new effort to harass the heck out of Texas oil and gas producers and raise the costs on American energy independence. We'll tell you about that. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. And you truckers and fleet owners, you need to use them as your administrator and your collections people for your testing you have to do with the DOT. Get in touch with them, AlliedCompliance.com. I have a big stack of local government stories. I would usually say the stench of local government. Almost every one of these stories is the stench of local government. So much for local control, local control. Anyway, there's a good one or so in there. So we'll just call it a big stack of local government stories from, how about this one? From suing the state to keep it from auditing their elections to cutting slow working county court at law judges' salaries. Might be worthwhile to think about. To misleading voters over property taxes, that's normal, and to bribery and corruption in the city of Houston. No surprise, but it used to not be that kind of place, and the Democrat takeover has just moved it more and more in that direction with regular stories of such. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattonTexas.com. As always, my friends, it is a great day to be a Texan. Don't forget the Sportsman's, Lubbock Sportsman's Club, Dallas Safari Club chapter. Hunter's Banquet and Auction, one of the biggest of its type in the country with the very best selection of firearms, trips, prizes, you name it. And the live auction book, you don't have to compete with others online. You have to be there to participate. Coming up Saturday, the 27th of August at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. And Dr. Ronnie Jackson, former Rear Admiral, now Congressman, going to be there. He's got his new book, Holding the Line, Sponsors Tables. We'll get a book with that deal, too. I think a third-party donor bought these to give us, let us give away. And Dr. Jackson's going to be there. The media hates him. A lot of our other politicos will be there. And that's coming up the 27th. Of August, you need to go to LubbockSportsman.com to get your tickets. It sells out. You got to have the ticket in advance, so get it done. Want to say something good about the city in which I live with its new mayor. I know that instead of just popping off about it, I did mention, Tuesday, I talked about how they're looking again. They just can't seem to adopt the no new revenue rate, the effective rate, even though they've got tons of other money coming in. You need to pressure your city councils and everybody else, all the local governments right now about it. But I know he's working very, very hard to get that done and not to have a tax increase. He's one vote. But one thing he's done really well is beginning at the next regularly scheduled Lubbock City Council meeting on August 9th, Mayor and various members of the council will host media availabilities after the conclusion of the meetings. Trey Payne, Mayor Payne, says, "We want to stress our media partners we're available to answer questions they have." Look, what's happened before is, shut it down, and they're out the door, and you can't find out when it's news, right when it happened. And that's part of Trey's, just he's not afraid to talk to anybody, and I like regular council meetings. Going to begin at 2 p.m., work sessions prior. He's just open guy and willing to talk to people about it. Lawsuit demands end to electronic voting machines in Lubbock County. James Clark, doing the job of reporting this today out of the everythinglubbock.com, the Next Star, or they say in the media business, Death Star group. Five people sued Lubbock County commissioners, filed suit yesterday, Monday, to stop the use of electronic voting systems. I've read through everything that James had here. I don't have time to go through their whole suit. It's very long, and I don't understand this lawsuit. I don't agree with it. I think it's a lot of knee-jerk emotionalism. They make apparently some claims about Hard Enter Civic not being an approved voting system, which it is. And I don't understand their whole point. They make a claim changing reported votes or vote totals in a public election violates petitioners' fundamental right to vote and petitioners' rights under the Due Process Clause with Equal Protection Clause. I don't get that either. Vote totals are changed all the time. It's not an electronic system. You have errors. You make mistakes. You go back until the vote is canvassed. Vote totals are changed on a regular basis. I don't care if it's a paper. In other words, I don't get it. I understand the concern with some of these systems. This system is not one to be concerned about as much. You need to be more concerned about who's running the elections and their integrity. My gosh, LBJ didn't get elected to the Senate by cheating electronic voting systems. We've had paper ballots are just as subject to cheating as anything else. And no, it's not always easier to find it there either. Just that whole lawsuit sounds ridiculous to me. I don't understand it. I don't know what the problem is. We do need a paper backup for count. Well, the new systems Lubbock County have that. So don't quite understand it. Russian judge, Judge Anna Sotnikova, female judge. She fined Brittany Griner about $17,000 and sentenced her to 9 years in prison for bringing cannabis oil for her vape deal into Russia, which is against the law there. President Biden said it's unacceptable. I think it's kind of, I'm no Brittany Griner fan. I'm not for the legalized pot either, but it's 9 years in prison. But look, it's, you're going somewhere else. I've just never understood Americans that think the rest of the world is free like here. This is what they've been taught, is that Europe and everywhere else, we're not just talking about Russia and China. There are a lot of stuff you can go to jail for and prison for in Europe. You know, a lot of religions are against the law in Germany and places. But here, people think everywhere is free. They just have been taught that America is not the place of justice and freedom. And this is a good example to remind you. A Perryton man threatened to kill President Biden and hang his corpse from the Statue of Liberty. Sean Ryan Summers, 34. And what a story by KVII out of Amarillo. Go look it up, because hey, he just keeps on social media. He gets a visit from the Secret Service. He keeps going back to it. Well, he's finally been arrested out of Perryton there, and the lawyer immediately wants a competency hearing set for insanity, and it sounds like it's a legitimate plea there, or effort. Texas top 10 most wanted fugitives from Greenville, Abilene, and Fort Worth were captured by DPS. And John Robert Havener, 52, was out of an Abilene warrant, I think, or Taylor County warrant. He was arrested in Durant, Oklahoma, following a traffic stop, been wanted since March of this year when Fannin County Sheriff's Office issued warrants for assault against public service with the vehicle and evading arrest. In April of 2022, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office issued a warrant for Havener's arrest for probation violation, and there are a whole bunch more, and they picked him up. Director of Texas Biomed's Primate Center admits to falsifying data placed under federal oversight, San Antonio report telling us. Southwest National Primate Research Center at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute's been placed under a year federal research supervision because their directors admitted to falsifying scientific data. Folks, this kind of stuff goes on a lot more than we would think. A firefighter was injured and two others treated for heat exhaustion fighting a fire out by Toller yesterday, about 40 miles southwest of Fort Worth. It was uncontained yesterday afternoon, according to the Forest Service. The injured firefighter was airlifted to Dallas Hospital with burns 10% of his body, according to Hood County folks, and prayers with that firefighter. Got these other fires burning around the state. It's hot. It's been dry. Be careful. Don't burn Texas down, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We've got a ton of news to get to. We'll do that after the break. Back in a moment in the next segment of the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Pratt on Texas will be right back after this.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Laugh if you must, but friends know that I had a hard time finding words to express how positive my experience was going to the dentist. Not just any dentist, but Dr. Sylvia Suniga of Dental Care. Money matters too, and it cost us less than half of my lowest quote at home to visit Dr. Suniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica. That included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and a private driver, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. In fact, I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years. The work was the best I've ever had, the attention to detail more than you'll get here. If you have expensive dental challenges or just need crowns or cosmetic work or implants, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Suniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
He's a bullfrog with a bullhorn, and he's not afraid to use it. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Blue Origin launched another one of these up to the imaginary line of space and back down deals out in Van Horn, the new Shepard program this morning, bragging about it and all kinds of historic first from Egypt to fly to space. First this, first that. They barely go into space. They've been doing this up and down. It's their 22nd mission. They're years and years late at moving forward, and it's just becoming terribly uninteresting. Stevenson becomes governor of Texas as Pappy Leo Daniel departs for U.S. Senate. That's August 4th, 1941 in Texas history. Coke Stevenson, who was lieutenant governor, became governor when O'Daniel resigned to become a U.S. senator. Stevenson was self-made. Formal schooling was 7 3-month school terms. As a teenager, he hauled freight between Junction and Brady, studied history and bookkeeping by campfire light, and worked as a bank janitor, then a cashier, studied law at night, and passed the state bar exam in 1913. That's when you could do it on your own. He organized, became president of the First National Bank in Junction. After being county attorney in 1914 through 18, county judge to 21, he was state rep. 28 to 39, he was elected lieutenant governor out of the House. Elected governor on his own in 1942 and served till 47, ran for the U.S. Senate in 48 and lost in the famous contested race to Lyndon Johnson, where Lyndon Johnson cheated with paper ballots. Stevenson died in San Angelo in 1975. Coke Stevenson, a very respected governor of Texas. It's also the day in 1942 the U.S. government signed the Mexican Farm Labor Program Agreement with Mexico. That was the Bracero Program. And the whole purpose was to bring labor in while our men were fighting World War II. It wasn't designed, as people seem to say today, to be the ability of everybody to come in here forever and have cheap labor at the expense of American workers. Just reminding you, our look at Texas history sponsored by USA Investigations, providing employment background checks. If you need that, employee background checks. Surveillance, security, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, including financial fraud. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. We thank them for sponsoring our look at Texas history. There was a good piece out at Zero Hedge. 45% of independent restaurants couldn't pay July rent. That's up 7%. This is Alignable's July rent report, conducted over more than 3,500 small business owners. And boy, you look at it, recovery rate for small business is an all-time low, just 25%. That means 75% of small business owners have yet to earn the same money, the same revenues they generated prior to COVID. Now you think what a bigger hit that is given inflation. 46% say they're paying higher rent now than they did 6 months ago. 45% of restaurants, that's up 7% from June, and 44% of retailers, up 9% from June, could not afford their July rent. Things are just getting worse and worse and worse. We are in real trouble. And what did your host tell you that you didn't hear anywhere else about all these small business failures during the lockdowns? What did I tell you over and over, both in the business case side and in the personal side, where people do terrible things like kill people or commit suicide or murder suicide due to the stress from all this and having their lives destroyed by these lockdowns? And yes, Governor Abbott engaged in those as well as local officials. I told you, you will see the worst of this stuff, particularly as it's business. It won't be right away, it won't be 2 years, it'll be 3 years. 3 years. This is just how long it takes people to get through their credit and getting themselves and all kinds of other trouble, and then it just falls apart. And we're seeing that. And then you add to it the non-good economy from the Biden administration, and boy, just awful stuff. All right, my friends, let's jump to the Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. It's not bad enough that energy prices are as high as they are, but of course, Biden canceled the pipelines. They're frustrating everybody. They're using all the regulatory agencies, EPA and tons of others, to slow down the development or building of, you know, refineries, anything, because this is the goal. Make us extremely, I know everybody thinks it's to push us into the other kind of energy. No, this is just the same old globalist goal. The U.S. is too rich. Western societies are too rich. It's unfair. Let's put everybody in poverty. And that's really what's going on, because that makes it equal. Remember, every time they talk about it, it's always the injustice is the disparity between the rich and the poor. Never mind if you ever look at, well, what did the rich create that benefits millions of people? How much harder they work? What decisions did they take in life versus what did a lot of the poor do? All right. Now, so gasoline prices are massively high. The Democrat Party's taken a real punch from in the mouth on this from the voters for the midterms, but they're such devoted ideologues to the left. They're still doing everything they can to frustrate the development of oil and gas to bring prices down so that it doesn't happen, bringing prices down. Big piece in the Texan.news by Brad Johnson today. EPA to conduct flyover inspections in Permian Basin for oil and gas emissions. This is a totally new program. Because the Permian, of course, accounts for 40% of our nation's oil supply. It is the center of American energy independence. Instead of helping it along and asking them to produce more, the Biden administration and its EPA have launched a new program to harass, scare the heck out of, and increase the price of production of oil and gas. Agency will use helicopters, writes Johnson at the Texan.news, equipped with infrared cameras to check for methane, or as the Brits say, methane, and volatile organic compound emissions, VOCs. They've long been regulated by the EPA, including gases such as benzene, formaldehyde, methylene, chloride, and more, some of which can be produced during the oil and gas mining process. Methane regulation was ramped up this year after Biden administration's new rule, proposed last November, went into effect. It began as an Obama-era regulation, but was rescinded by the Trump administration and has now come full circle under this current Biden disaster. Environmentalist writes Brad, with whom the current administration's been friendly, have long accused operators in the Permian Basin for emitting pollutants in the process of oil and gas production. Folks, this is comical. It's like condemning farmers for stirring up dust plowing. Well, nobody would do that. Wait a minute, they did. This is why you need a host that's been around long enough. It wasn't that many years ago, was it 2 decades ago, that the EPA started talking about putting all kinds of strictures on West Texas cities, Lubbock, Amarillo, Midland, everybody, because of the dust in the air. Because, of course, we live in an arid, dry climate area. You have fallow farmlands. This isn't laughable. This is what the left does. They're crazy. Well, actually, they're not insane. They know what they're doing. They're just evil. So anyway, the EPA now says local groups such as Earthworks Texas have ramped up efforts filing complaints against oil and gas operators alleging flaring malpractice with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Now with a friendlier administration in D.C., the EPA is turning its attention to their cause. Yes, this is pure politics. Flaring's when they burn off the excess gas that comes out of the well holes. For whatever reason, you can't repurpose it into a product or put it in a pipeline or anything. They do this rather than just emitting the gas straight, which is much better. It's much better to flare it off. Operators in the Permian have made large strides in flaring and emissions over the years, gains deemed insufficient by their ideological opposites. And that's right. According to the most recent studies, June 2019 to May 21st, on flaring intensity, the amount of gas flared per barrel of oil produced among Texas producers decreased. How much? A little 10% would be a big improvement. No, 70% decrease, but that doesn't count to the leftists at the Biden administration and these environmentalists that are anti-human at their root. Throughout most of the last decade, methane flaring intensity decreased 64%, according to a big report in 2019. And I remember that. I remember when I was a child, that oil beam going, if you drove through those oil fields, I mean, the flaring was massive. And now you do it, it's much, much less, much less. But this is the point. This is how much they really care for you in the Democrat side. Because remember, the Democratic Party's made up of these groups, these environmentalist groups, one of their biggest coalitions. They don't want you to be able to afford to have air conditioning, to have a car, or anything else. They just want to drive prices higher, and they'll stop at nothing. So we have to stop them at the ballot box.
Become a member of the family. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club free at PrattOnTexas.com. Members get a direct to Pratt email address.
It's the full experience you'll savor from Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. Not only is Las Brisas a rare Best of Award of Excellence Wine Spectator winner, you'll find a large special collection of cognac, scotch, bourbon, and other whiskeys with many items in the very rare category. And important to me, in the dining room, you're served by professionals, many of whom have been part of the Las Brisas experience for more than a decade. A beautiful lounge, rare wine and spirits, quality food. Las Brisas is my official place to dine.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
Customers have said they are the best dock builders in the business. They identify with particular needs and goals and get the job done well. It's Elite Custom Boat Docks, owners of the coolest, most functional boat docks, are talking about. Elite Custom Boat Docks builds the best docks custom for your boat and water toys. And Elite Custom Boat Docks installs boat lifts and can remove your old dock. Own the best, the coolest, the neatest dock on the lake or pond with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. That's EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Why do the tax and spenders, city hall tyrants, and courthouse kings want him off the air? Listen a while, and you'll know. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I told you at the top of the show, we've got a huge stack of local government stories. I want to start with the one I like them. I didn't call them all stench of local government stories because there were a couple of things in here that were pretty good. Let's start with one of them, of all places, Dallas County. Except I do have a negative here. Josephine Peterson, the reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Typical. This is why you cannot trust the media at all. The lead line, at least two of five Dallas County commissioners have threatened to slash district judge salaries, blah, blah, blah. Now, don't you know that all counties in Texas have four commissioners and a county judge, and that comprises the county commissioner's court, and the judge's vote doesn't count unless there's a 2-2. And you need a tiebreaker, even if he records his vote every time. The fact is, the Dallas Morning News runs a story with the lead line so ignorant that anyone who knows basic government in Texas would laugh at it, but they want to be taken seriously. Anyway, the headline, Dallas commissioners may consider cutting judges' pay over case backlog. I love it. They point out, we got all this money from COVID money we put into this. They're not working. Two of the commissioners worry that you can't do this with John Wiley Price. It's an odd coalition here. J.J. Koch and John Wiley Price want to vote on withholding the county's portion of district judges' salaries and, I guess, county court at law salaries for the courts that aren't working. And there are a lot of judges who don't work for these giant counties. Get so many judges. They don't work hard. Some of them work very, very hard. And I think this is pretty darn fair. I like that. It's one of the neatest things I've seen. It's neat to see it come out of Dallas County. So, see, there's some good thinking in here. Get those people in there and get them back to work. Another good story out of my local government stack. See, I put when I get through this and drop it in the bin next to me, then it'll start smelling the stack. It'll be all stench of local government. Wiley, City of Wiley says yes to no new revenue rate for fifth year. See, all these officials tell me behind the scenes and author, we can't do it, Robert, just can't do it. Everything went up. Costco, wait a minute, you got all this other money from other things. You can't do it. Well, the mayor in Wiley, Matthew Porter, said on Facebook this week, we're looking at a reduction of 8.1% in the tax rate. The proposed rate would be the no new revenue rate, the rate at which the city receives no new tax money from existing property, yeah, that was taxed in the previous year. Instead, we would rely on our growth to provide us with the funds to continue to fund new positions in public safety, expand services, and take care of our staff to ensure the citizens of Wiley continue to receive services at the high quality they deserve. Wiley first adopted an effective tax rate, the no new revenue rate, in 2018. That's the year Porter was elected to the city council. And they blocked, he and some other members blocked a proposed property tax increase. They ran as a slate. Shows elections work. And that's what we need. Now, all right, three big stories here. They all stink. So we're now to the official Pratt on Texas stench of local government stat. Let's start with more ignoramus behavior from the press and officials on property taxes. Now, it is possible that in Williamson County, it is possible in Wilco, that there's something that they've done that does make their proposed taxes a tax decrease for people who have a homestead exemption and only people with a homestead exemption. Because they keep saying, they keep giving the number for people with a homestead exemption. And I don't know what it is. Maybe the county itself adopted a homestead exemption that or increased it without the state requiring it. I don't even know that a county could do that. I just put that in there for that 1% chance that there's something here. But if that's the case, it's very, the other side of my story is exactly how horrible local media is. And we're talking about the big Austin American Statesman and Claire Osborne, who's been a reporter there for 20-something years. Williamson County proposes tax rate, comma, to decrease bill by $107 for average homeowner. I'm excited. I'm going, okay, here's a big county. They're going to go below the no new revenue rate, but it's all a lie. Says their proposed tax rate would decrease tax bills by $107 for the average homeowner with a homestead exemption, according to official figures. Well, this is bull, because they've proposed a tax rate of 37.5 cents. And it says here, their no new revenue rate, if the county was to raise the same amount of tax revenue as last year from, you know, it's from the same properties that were taxed in the previous year, doesn't include new property. It would have to lower the tax rate to 34.1. It'd have to set a tax rate of 34.1% per $100 valuation. Well, they proposed 37.5. That's not a tax cut. They're just doing an increase just right under the voter deal that triggers an election. And yet the entire story and the officials tell you that it's a tax cut for people. But they keep saying with people with a homestead exemption. I don't get it. The assessed value of the home used to calculate property tax bills can't rise more than 10% per year on houses with homestead exemptions. So that must be why they're talking about the homestead exemption. And also, you know, you got the 3.5% deal that they got passed so that they would have to have a public election to raise it. So they've set a rate right there. And they even admit the budget's 8.5% over last year's budget they've proposed. Proposed property tax rate, 37.5%. And they claim it's a huge cut because it's lower than the current. Well, that's irrelevant. You're not raising or lowering a tax rate. It doesn't happen. You don't. It goes away. You have to set a new one every year. And the baseline from which you figure it is the no new revenue rate. It's a big tax increase. And the whole thing, they even sum up, the average homeowner after a homestead exemption would pay $1,247 per year with a home worth $332,754 under the proposed tax rate in Williamson County. This is a decrease of $107 from what an average homeowner paid last year. And then they even point out again, if the county was to raise the same amount of tax last year, there'd have to be the no new revenue rate, 34.16. In other words, there's a huge 3-4 page story in the Austin American Statesman telling everybody that Williamson County commissioners are proposing a property tax rate that doesn't raise their taxes and instead's a tax cut. But the figures in it prove that that's an absolute incontrovertible lie. And Claire Osborne, who's been there as a reporter for over 20 years, apparently isn't smart enough. See, this, it bugs me because you don't have to even know all the rules to look at this and understand what's wrong. They're claiming a big budget increase. They're claiming that they tell her and she reports that it would have to be a much lower tax rate to bring in the same amount of money as last year. And she writes all this, but it never clicks in her head How in the hell are they claiming? That's the question. How are you claiming a tax decrease of $107 per taxpayer, average home, when you're actually taxing them more? We cannot depend on our media, folks. And let me tell you, when I point stuff like this out, there are certain people in town that think they're really big money guys and they're really behind everything. They're not. They fool themselves with their pride. Some elected officials, and they get mad. Well, you shouldn't even talk about it. You don't know what you're talking about. No, I know. They don't want to be exposed because the fact is they've been lying to everybody for years. And here's, I think, why sometimes the local media, like a newspaper or somebody else has the same people there. They've been given cover to these people forever. And if they ever reported this stuff the other way, it would be quite obvious that they've been lying to people for years and given cover to a bunch of lying local officials. I don't. This whole story on Wilco's tax deal makes no sense at all. And you don't have to be any kind of expert in the tax system to get it. And yet the reporter, one of their longest serving reporters, completely doesn't get it, doesn't ask the question, and presents this as a tax cut. As the official said, average home cost, which is third of $1 million in Williamson County now, be $107 a year tax cut. Really? How's it a tax cut when you're actually raising the tax rate just to right under that 3.5% so you don't have to have an election? It's outright lies, and I'm telling you, people you know that are in government lie to you on this subject.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Join us for the 2022 Hunter's Banquet and Auction on Saturday, August 27th at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center, sponsored by People's Bank. The Hunter's Banquet and Auction features good times, great food, premium live auction, silent auction, and so many chances to win everything from fine art and luxurious vacation trips to guns, knives, more guns, fishing trips, and hunts nearby and around the world. And did I mention guns? Hunter's Banquet and Auction is Saturday, August 27th. Tickets now on sale at LubbockSportsman.com, LubbockSportsman.com. True Texans, I'll see you there.
It's Texas that matters most on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt.
All right, folks, if you want to learn more about it, go to prattontexas.com. Right up there at the website, at the top, you will see under the beautiful picture of Sylvia Zuniga, dental care in Costa Rica. That's where you click to get the deal, and I'll put you in touch with her. She'll call you and email you, whatever. Right below that, you see kind of some headings. And one of those headings is, and I bolded it during this season, list of past commentaries on property tax in Texas. Real simple. Go through there and look through there, and you can find some of the columns and read them. I had a good one in the last issue of the Buffalo Gap News reminding people of this stuff. Learn how it really works. Learn why when they talk about raising or lowering the tax rate, that's completely BS. It goes away. You're setting a new rate because you have new numbers. Everything's new every year. And the starting point is the no new revenue rate we used to call the effective rate. Anything below that rate is a tax cut. Anything equal to it is neutral. And anything above it is a tax increase. It's not that hard, but apparently it is. Apparently we're a state full of utter ignoramuses, including many serving in office. And that's not a surprise on that part. Two more stories, both out of Houston, Harris County. The stench of local government. The Chronicle broke a big story. Turner's the mayor, former big-time state legislator. Turner Aid was offered more than $10,000 to help Barr pass inspection and fast-track permit records show. William Paul Thomas, Mayor's Council Liaison, was offered more than $13,000 by a local bar owner to help him pass a building inspection and fast-track a new permit to reopen a bar as a restaurant. That was during the COVID stuff. Newly unsealed court documents show Thomas pleaded guilty on July 25th to one federal count of conspiracy to accept a bribe. There's a lot of detail in this story. Obviously, I'm not going to bring you that, but they say it's unclear whether the feds are looking into the into unnamed city officials that Thomas allegedly worked with to get the certificate and permit approved, or if they're conducting a broader inquiry into City Hall affairs. Sean Buckley, who's a federal legal expert, said that this guy's quick guilty plea and his willingness to forego a probable cause hearing before a grand jury means he likely agreed they had strong information against him. It also suggests Thomas may be part of a wider investigation by the Justice Department. He abruptly resigned from City Hall last Wednesday, one day after pleading guilty, and told the mayor at 11:30 p.m. in an email he was just retiring due to health reasons. Mayor Sylvester Turner said yesterday he believed Thomas' explanations, not spoken to him since receiving the email. Turner said he wasn't aware of the allegations or plea agreement until the Chronicle reached out for a comment. This guy was the mayor's council liaison. He was the bridge between the mayor's office and the city council members, and he wasn't somebody Turner brought in. He'd had that role under the previous mayor, the proud lesbian, Anise Parker. Now, Buckley, this federal defense lawyer, says he's obviously cooperating because no one who's a target in a federal investigation would ever agree to plead to a criminal information unless there had, that's what it says, to a criminal information, unless there's been extensive discussions between the target, his lawyer, and the government leading up to the decision. Either the gov lawyers showed him that they had or knew that, or he knew what they had. He knew they had he had everything to gain by cooperating and agreeing to plead guilty without forcing the government to get an indictment from the grand jury, and much to lose by not cooperating. Buckley said it's also clear the investigation by prosecutors from the Public Corruption Unit has been going on for months, and there's likely a wider-ranging investigation underway involving multiple defendants in the city of Houston. He said the documents in the court that were unsealed indicate there's an environment in the city of Houston that allows this type of thing to take place. That's right. This is what you see in all these big Democrat cities. It's just far worse than it had been before. The city's own inspector general's looking into this too. You know, who knows how many of these people are. I mean, he got the permits, fire department, other people. He got stuff done for these people, and he took the money. I took the job, and it's going to, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. And then you got another one. Harris County commissioners, you know, now dominated by Democrats, that AOC clone, Lena Hidalgo, the county judge, and two far-left Democrat commissioners since they took over. So in another partisan 3-2 vote, there's only two Republican commissioners left in Harris County. The DM 3-2 vote agreed to explore legal options, including a possible lawsuit to challenge the results of a random drawing by the Texas Secretary of State's office. It means another round of election scrutiny for Harris County. It ought to be the state of Texas audited, said Precinct 1 Commissioner Rodney Ellis, you know, former state legislator, who proposed the lawsuit. This place has gone back to the bad old days. What do you mean? Oh, people are actually looking at your corruption, your Democrat corruption. Harris County Attorney Christian Menifee has claimed that watching the video of the state of Texas draw its random election audits, he said it's like a sketch of a comedy show. The camera does not show slips going into the bucket. They don't even show the slips to the camera. Okay, so what? It's not a public thing. Secretary of State said counties in each category had an equal chance of being selected, were drawn from strips of paper placed in a bucket. Although not required by statute, it was done on camera. Suggesting that Harris County or any other county was deliberately chosen for a randomized election audit is completely false. Unfortunately, this is counterfactual delusional conspiracy theory that some officials in Harris County have chosen to perpetuate. And Commissioner Ellis, again, former legislator, it says in this story in the Chronicle, while Ellis lambasted state officials for what he called voter suppression by restricting voting access and creating long lines at polls, they all did that. Republican Commissioner Ramsey, the state didn't do it, Harris County did. Ramsey, one of the Republican commissioners, said the weak link in local election integrity is at the county level, where officials have struggled in recent years to perform and announce a timely tally of Election Day results. in this year's March primary elections. Counting and announcements of results in Harris County were delayed after a series of glitches and mistakes in the elections office. Former election administrator Isabel Longoria resigned as a result. And remember, then they did this the runoff election. They had the same kind of crap. Commissioner Ramsey said nothing's more disconcerting to the voters out there than the delays to count the votes simply because we don't know how to run an election. And our good friend State Senator Paul Betancourt, who before they had an elections office, was he the voter registrar in Harris County or the clerk? Anyway, he helped. Yeah, I think voter registrar. So he was the tax assessor, voter registrar. So Paul Betancourt, our good friend, called Tuesday's decision by the county court, the commissioners, frivolous. And that's exactly what it is. Now, you know, despite the Father Guido Sarducci attempted lookalike that sits on the Abilene City Council, maybe she's updated that picture on the council. I don't know. It was there a long 10 years ago. Her hat wearing down on Albus just looked like she's Father Guido Sarducci from back when Saturday Night Live was actually funny. So we're talking decades ago before a lot of you were born. You know, she was all upset in Abilene at auditing the use of the, you know, certain money in departments and groups that are, you know, it makes them feel bad. They work hard. That's insane. I mean, I can't believe you. It really says that you're surrounded by morons if people will reelect somebody to office who believes, because their very job on a city council is to be fiduciary responsibility to look out for the interest of the people, not the government agency. It's the other way around. I mean, to think that you shouldn't audit the use of public money and systems and facilities is insane. It is corrupt in itself. It's a corrupt position. And that's really what you're getting out of Harris County. And I mean, they're making, I read some Democrat blogs today all over this. They think this is great because it's just wrong. It's just wrong. Really? It's real simple. You leftists are always talking about the corrupt government, these power people. Excuse me. Beware. Beware any public entity that opposes regular audit and openness. Beware. Because if they do, there's bad stuff going on. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all, and please bring us rain, Lord. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.